First, let's go to the movies with Jason DeRosso. Jason, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
Jason, you've got a story for us, a film for us. It's called The Two of Us. Haven't we already had a movie called The Two of Us?
It's a fairly generic kind of title in English. And, it's called Deux, I think, in French. This is a film that won the best debut feature at the French Oscars last year. And it's a film about two women who are, you know, getting to sort of retirement age, and they live in flats in the same building, and their front doors are, you know, basically facing each other. And everyone thinks they're just great friends. One of them lives alone. The other one has a family, and her husband sort of recently died. And it turns out that they have a secret. And the secret is that they're lovers, and they've been lovers for, you know, many years. And they're on the cusp of kind of coming out to the world about this romance and this relationship when the one with all the family has a stroke and ends up quite debilitated, which sort of scuppers their plans to get out and about in the world and sort of be out about their relationship. And so we have this really interesting situation. The film sort of plays like a bit of a thriller, really, like a Hitchcockian film of sort of interior settings and you know, lots of shots through doors, and it's about family, and it's about the fact that the family of this woman who's had the stroke still don't know and are starting to get really annoyed with what they see as a quite nosy woman who lives next door who wants to sort of be with them. And it sort of ratchets up and becomes a little bit of a psychological thriller, I must say. And it's really well observed, I think. So that would be my pick of the films to go and see this week. It's called The Two of Us.
Okay.
And a really interesting film.
The other one that you brought to us this week is a Me Too-inspired horror film. Is that right?
Yeah, this is, if people remember that Belgian film from 20 or 30 years ago, it was a bit of an art house classic, Man Bites Dog. This is kind of a similar idea. It's by a young woman who plays a version of herself on screen, and essentially she's making a documentary about becoming a serial killer, but no one realizes until it's too late that she's actually doing it for real. She's on the show this week sort of talking about how a lot of the frustrations she feels as an up-and-coming filmmaker in Hollywood, you know, having endless meetings with smug and indifferent kind of male producers, sort of became the seed of this idea, you know, what if all this pushed me really into madness? And it's quite it's darkly funny, and at times, you know, quite confronting. It's not going to be to everyone's taste, but it's called I Blame Society. I'm going to play you a little bit now, a clip that will give you a sense of the kind of mockumentary style of it. And she's very good on screen playing a version of herself that's gone completely mad. Here's the clip.
So the reason I brought you up to this roof is because I'm filming a documentary based on a compliment given to me by Scott and Stephanie. And as you know, they don't offer compliments lightly.
Right.
Basically, they told me that I would make a good murderer.
Huh. Yeah. I can see that.
a lot of challenges here. Making a sort of a darkly funny horror movie is difficult. And then also starring in the movie that your story that you're directing is difficult.
I know, and she's done such a great job, writer, director, performer, Gillian Wallace-Horvat. She's got this real deadpan focus to the role, like she's very earnest about going about this ghastly set of kills. And, you know, she talks about only killing people who sort of deserve it. And, of course, you know, that's a very problematic premise. But I think the film riffs very cleverly on that, and also cinematic ideas that, at one point she sort of cuts her hair and dyes it blonde, and it's almost like a feminist inversion of a Hitchcockian makeover. She lives with her boyfriend who's also a filmmaker. So it's sort of, this film is drenched in sort of gender anxieties and frustrations. And I think really interesting in that it sort of points to the fact that millennial blokes maybe aren't going to be that much better than their sort of boomer antecedents. So, and she talks a bit about that on the show today. But, yeah, I Blame Society. It's a very tongue-in-cheek, very dark comedy that's getting – it's a small indie distributor. It's getting a release, about a screen in each capital city around the country, maybe a couple of screens in Sydney and Melbourne. But, yeah, worth checking out, definitely. But that one up the top is really great as well, The Two of Us.
Okay, Jason, thank you very much.
Cheers.
The Two of Us, that's Jason's pick, and I Blame Society. If you're interested in that, he'll be speaking with the director, Gillian Wallace-Horvat, on the screen show this morning at 10 o'clock right here on RN.